The implementation of the Start and Go project has highlighted the need to unify criteria and foster attitudes within European Works Councils, especially in these times of economic crisis and under the pressure of the COVID-19 pandemic. Many of the recommendations discussed during these training courses were aimed at providing guidance on how to anticipate and manage the impact of the COVID-19 crisis on employment and companies, adapting the functioning of the councils to these extraordinary circumstances. Over time, it has become clear that these extraordinary circumstances persist and that social distancing and travel restrictions continue to prevent face-to-face meetings. It should not be forgotten that, despite all this, the rights to information, consultation, and participation remain more relevant than ever. That is why this project, which has brought together 12 workers and employers' organizations from 7 European countries, has put forward recommendations on the format of meetings, because democracy does not stop because of the COVID-19 crisis. The European Union responded to the increasing integration of multinational operations in different countries with the European Works Council Directive, adopted in 1994 and recast in 2009. This directive applies to all companies with more than 1,000 employees and more than 150 employees in at least 2 EU countries. In addition to promoting its implementation, the recast version of the directive aimed to improve the functioning of European Works Councils through a more effective dialogue between company management and workers' representatives. One of the strong points of this project has been to achieve a constructive dialogue between employers' associations and trade unions. The management's information and consultation practices range from minimal approaches to stronger commitments, as was observed in the various meetings held within the framework of this project. On the other hand, both management and employee representatives sometimes see advantages in establishing a European Works Council, while in some cases neither sees any added value. Several factors influence the establishment of European Works Councils and the implementation of their work. Both the organization of the workforce and the degree of international integration of management and operations are important. However, the project Start and Go has shown that the internationalization of the HR function is the most important factor. This suggests that the creation of European Works Councils is more conditioned by the design of the HR function itself than by decisions related to the integration of operations and organizational structure. During the 6 international meetings and studies, discussions confirm that a significant number of companies are doing the bare minimum to comply with the directive formally. Fortunately, as more and more companies have an international human resources organization, this bad management practice is diminishing.